Divrei Torah tonight should be Lili Nishmas, David ben Shmuel, from Shav Aliyah. It's already an ancient custom. The Rambam brings it in Hilchos Tefillah that we always read Parshas Devarim before Tisha B'Av. And the Parshas Devarim is Shabbos Chazon. That has always been the case for centuries, ever since we started finishing the laning on an annual cycle. Once upon a time, I used to do it once every 3 years. But this has been the minute since we've been on the annual cycle. And of course, Hallel Dover, who is something to look into. the parasha, the Sefer, opens up, Ela Dvorim Asher Diber Moshe. Something which it doesn't say anywhere else, and it breaks with the general, structure of when a parsha begins in Chumash. It says Vayadabar Hashem el Moshe Lemor, and there's no such sentence in the whole Sefer Dvorim. It's El Dvorim Asher Diber Moshe, and the whole thing is set up as it's a Moshe Rabbeinu's monologue. So the Medrash Tanchuma, right there on the spot, points out a very interesting thing. All right, it says, Ela Dvorim Asher Diber Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu first met by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo Ish Dvorim Anochi. Not a man of words. And over here it's Ela Dvorim Asher Diber Moshe. So says the Medrash, Marpe Loshen Eitz Chaim brings the Pasuk. Right, the Eitz Chaim heals the tongue that refers to the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he was originally Lo Ish Dvorim Anochi, wasn't a man of words. But Mishezocha L'Teira Nisrape L'Shoinoi V'Nase Ish Dvorim. Once he was Zecha the Torah, now, his tongue got healed, and now he's an Ish Dvorim. Mishezocha L'Teira. We're now, at the end, this is 6 weeks before he died. The El Drosh Diver Moshe, so the Pasuk goes on, was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And he died on Zion Adar. So, what happened for the 40 years, right? For 40 years, and Matan Torah was 50 days after he left Mitzrayim. This is called Misha Zocha L'Torah Nisrape L'Shono V'Nase Ish Devarim. What's Pshat? All right, the Torah was given 40 years earlier. All right, the idea is like this. there's a shift over here that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Mamash Shechina Medabers Mitoch Grono, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu's words, it's the Shechina's words. So whatever it sounded like, with his speech impediment that Kayadua he had, and Aaron had to be Aaron Achicha Yenu Viecha, but Ech Shelo Yeh, right, the words that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Vayidabar Shem El Moshe Leimor. He's saying over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So even though Torah was given, but it's all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. This is Eile HaDvorim Asher Diber Moshe, that for the first 40 years in the desert and the first four Chumashim, Moshe Rabbeinu is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are Moshe Rabbeinu's, as it were, Chidushei Torah, Eile HaDvorim Asher Diber Moshe. And that's what the Gemara says in the Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, Tochichos Shebemishneh Torah Moshe Mipi Atzmo Kosvon. Right, he wrote the Tochacha, it's his words, and that's why that resolves the contradiction, that in the Tochacha of Bechukosai, so one place it says the Eretz is like Barzo, and the Shemaim Zachosh, the other way it's inverted, Tochach Shemishatara Moshe Mipi Atzmo and Kosov, and he inverted it to be Mako and Am Yisrael. But of course, let's get this straight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, right, to write what he said in the Torah scroll. Moshe Rabbeinu would not Chas V'Shalom put anything in the Sefer Torah, Shelo al pi adibur, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu commend him. That which you said right. That the pshat is like this, that even though Torah was given 40 years earlier, but ein adam omed al das rabo ad arboim shana, there's a whole process of absorption. And coming 40 years later, the Torah gets absorbed. So, if Torah says it about Am Yisrael, Rosh Hashem, Lev Ladas, Adayom Azem, Mikan, Sheridam, Omed, Aldas, Rabo, Adarbim, Shana. And that's Klai Yisrael learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's certainly true of Moshe Rabbeinu learning from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Right, 40 years later, it gets absorbed, it becomes internalized, and it becomes a part of the person. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking his own Divrei Torah. Right? Until now, he's speaking, and so until now, Moshe Mitzad Atmo is still Lo Ish Dvar Manochi. He's not saying his own words, he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Right? From Sefer Dvarim onwards, right, the last 6 weeks of his life, he's zochad that he is saying his own Chidushei Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, Al Pia Dibor, that which you said, right. Moshe Ben Chas V'Shalom put anything Al Das Atmo in the Sefer Torah, it's all Al Pia Dibor, whatever got written in, but incorporated in the scrolls. And this shift really is keneged the shift that there is from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaal Peh, that even though everything originates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from God, right? But the Torah Shebichsav forever remains the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Navi, and that gets written in the scroll, whereas the Torah Shebaal Peh, even though it originates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's lefi our understanding, you know, besod lo b'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, you know, the Torah lefi, how Am Yisrael would understand it and interpret it. So even though if it starts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're kinda, and that's why, you know, in the Lashon of the Torah Shebichsav, whether it's Chumash, right, Zeh Adara Shetziva Hashem, or in the Lashon of the Navi, Ko Amar Hashem, right? This is what Hashem said, right? The Torah Shebaal Peh is Reb Yudah Omer, Rebbe Meir Omer. It's their own words. So even though, you know, the koach and the authorization and the capacity all comes originally min Hashemayim, but it's mamish gifted to Am Yisrael, and it becomes Am Yisrael's own. So it could be said like this, you know, that Sefer Dvarim, which is called Mishneh Torah, is a prelude for a subsequent work called the Mishneh of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right? And it works out this way, Min HaShamayim, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu, the topic that he opens up with is Ho Moshe Be'eras HaTorah Azos. So everyone knows the Rashi, Be'eras HaTorah Azos B'Shivim Loshen. Now, it's who there needed to hear the Torah in French? Right? No French people there, right? That's the question, right? Yeah, that's the question, right? But B'Shivim Loshen, that it was laying down a precursor that Torah Shebaal Peh was going to be, you know, was going to expand in the Golos under the different Shivim Umos. So of course in Bavel, and that's why the Talmud Bavli is in, you know, is in Aramaic. And, you know, and the Bali HaTosfos, you know, Mistama, they spoke the original Yiddish. And, you know, and the Rajba and the Ramban spoke Ladino. And, you know, Reb Chaim spoke Yiddish. And that which all these things are in Lashon HaKodesh somewhat, because that was a language of that they published in. So when you put it in book form, so book form follows the pattern of Torah Shebichsav. As a matter of fact, the days of the Mishnah, what language did they speak? Aramaic. Mefurish, you know, the Mishnah is in Ksuvah, so of all the Lashonis that were in the Ksuvah, well, it's all Aramaic. In this, what?
Mishnah is in Hebrew.
The Mishnah is in Hebrew, but the people didn't speak Hebrew. The people spoke Aramaic. As you see from the Lashon of the Shtoris brought down in the Mishnah in Ksuvah and in Gittin, it was all written in Aramaic. It was the language that they published in. Just like Reb Chaim said Shir in Yiddish, they published in Rabbinic Hebrew. That's right, because when it, you know, because the language of the book is Lashon HaKodesh, but the language in which the Torah Shebaal Peh was originally said over and was Nischadish, right, is whatever language they spoke, right, because it's Baal Peh, so it was in whatever language was spoken in that Ummah, right, but you know, when it becomes V'nichtav ala Sefer, so it follows the language of, you know, somewhat, you know, patterned after the Lashon of the Torah Shebichsav. Right? Now the Gemara itself is not Belashon HaKadosh because the Gemara is not a book. Right? The Gemara is built as a commentary around Mishnah. It's not a book in its own right. The Mishnah was the first time, right, that the Torah Shebaal Peh became like a book in its own right. Until the Mishnah, the Torah Shebaal Peh was built around Chumash. Right? The type of material that we have in the Safra, the Sifrei, the Mechilta is the original form of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that the base was a Chumash, was built around Chumash. Came Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so the Torah Shebaal Peh shouldn't be forgotten. So to have it, you know, built around Chumash leaves it too loose and it gets forgotten. So he made the Yesodus of Torah Shebaal Peh a book in its own right, and that's the Mishnah. And if Rabbeinu HaKadosh would have done that, we would have forgotten the Torah Shebaal Peh. right? And a precursor for that was the Mishneh Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a sefer from the Chumash, right? But it has Torah Shebaal Peh characteristics to it, and that was about to become necessary, right? Because Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos, the simplest pshat, albeit it's not the pshat of Rashi, but it says the Rambam says in his Hakdam Rezroim, Moshe Beres is warning Am Yisrael, in 6 weeks I'm gone. This is the last opportunity. Any shal you have, any suffix you have 6 weeks to come to me and I'll explain it to you because I'm leaving. What happened after Moshe Rabbeinu left? So the Gemara says in Temura, they came to Yehoshua. They forgot, thousands and thousands of halachas, right? Yehoshua, ask a question, say, I'm not allowed to, right? Lo b'shamayim mi'elo mitzvus ein navi rashi charish dover. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one human being in history that could paskin al pi adibur, and he could say imdu v'eshmo mayitzav Hashem lachem. But after he leaves, right, you got to work with the Torah Shebaal Peh, figure it out. And in hechzirim asnil ben knaz bepilpulo, asnil ben knaz with the koch of pilpul, which is the kochos of the Torah Shebaal Peh, is how it was reconstructed. In the words of the Rambam right over there in Akdama Dezroim, Mashiyasu Ravina v'Ravashi hu Mashiyasu Yoshua v'Pinchas. From the time Moshe Rabbeinu's histalkos, Yoshua and Pinchas have to do the same thing as Ravina and Ravashi, in being patient any suffering. And it was necessary because we're not going to be able to get things bin Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one man licensed in history to get Torah bin Nevuah, and Nevuah means you see it, right? He could mamish see it, so and just like he could see it, that's why it also gets inscribed in the Torah scroll, black and white, becomes the visible Torah, like the Torah Shebichtav, right? and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to leave, and also just like during these 6 weeks, right, he was dealing with all the shilas because time is running out. He was also giving over to Am Yisrael the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh. He has to give us the power to manage without him. They're going to be blind. We're not going to see the emes the way Moshe Rabbeinu was. By him it says Utmunas Hashem Yabit. Like a mamish seed, Bas Baklara Meira. We're going to be denied that. Right, and we got to work with the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's this between working with your eyes versus working with your ears. Eyes, you see, that's the Navi sees, and that's why wherever the Navi sees becomes Torah Shebichtav. Right, working with your ears, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. So the good Sefer Yetzirah says regarding the month of Av, every the Yud Beis Pshutos, the 12 letters of the Aleph Beis that have no Kefil. Right, they are connected to 12 months of the year. So it says about the month of Av, Himlech Ois Tes B'Shmiah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coronated the letter Tes with the power of hearing. That's what reigns in the month of Av. So what's Pshat? So the Reb Tzadok says that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Haroa Tes B'Chalomo Simen Yofeh Hu Lo. Ho V'Kosach Bo HaKosav L'Tova. Someone who sees the letter Tes in a dream, that's a good sign. Because the first time we find Tes in the Torah, is in the word Tov, Vayalki Misa Orki Tov. What happened with that Orki Tov? Orki Tov was Nignas. Nignas Lasi Lova Le Tzadikim V'la Amole Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gerson some Chazals, it was hidden for the Tzadikim and for those who toil in Torah Shebaal Peh. So Nifla Ma'id, right, we know that Tisha B'Av is destined to become a Yom Tov. It's not just Stam, payback for all that we suffered. It was always meant to be a Yom Tov. Right? It was always meant to be a Yom Tov. We ruined that. My Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzarek V'Kodesh V'Rocha, told us in Shir, right? In Lashon HaKodesh, when you double the last letters, that implies smallness. Like Katan is small. Katan, that's very small. Right? That's also what he explained to us at that time. That's why in Lashon HaKodesh we call the Getchkas, the idols, Elilim. Elil was like little god. We're making fun of it, right? Kale, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elil, little stuff, right? Right. So, if Nisan, which is the Chodesh Agula, is Chodesh Ha'aviv, what does that mean? Spring. Little Av. Av was always meant to be, make Nisan look small by comparison, right? And that was always supposed to be the mazel of the month of Av. Imagine if, when the Meragim came back, Am Yisrael wouldn't have bought their story. They would have stuck with Kalev and Yehoshua. On Tisha B'Av, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. It was always, by design, meant to be the biggest Yom Tov, right? So they say, seeing is believing. But there's some things, right, that are either too big or too small to see. Right? So there's, you know, and that's the inyan of, you know, the Maharal explains why Olam Haba is not mentioned in Torah Shebichsav. Olam Haba, which is the tachlis, the ultimate, it's only spoken about in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Because seeing is great, and there's no greater clarity than seeing, but there's some things that are too good, right, that they're just not in line of sight. Kol nevim lo nisnabru, ela liyemos ha-mashiach, av olam haba, ayin lo rosa lokim zu asecha. Their nevuah can only reach as far as Mashiach, but olam haba, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see it. But things that you can't see, you could figure out, right? Like, no one's ever seen an atom, right? But the mind dictates that there must be such a thing, right? The oragonus can't be seen. Too good to be seen. It's not roi. It'll only be able to be visible, lasid lavo, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal olam haba, lasid lavo, right? But when you're stuck in darkness, right, you manage with your ears. So it's an amazing thing. There's a duality. On the one hand, it's when you're b'machashakim hoshivani kemesei olam, Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, ze Talmud HaShel Bavli. It's a pasuk in Eicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in darkness like those. That's Talmud Bavli. Right? Because that's why the Gemara has to be so much, you know, so much pilpul, because it's like a blind man groping. Right? Because, you know, you got to double check yourself, because you know you don't really see the truth. We don't have the clarity, because when there was a base of Mikdash on earth, it's liros, it's p'nei Adon Hashem, being in Eretz Ol, it's Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba, right? And being in Golos is like being in darkness. You get around with your ears, you know, your signal, and that's what all the pilpul is necessary, because we know we don't see the truth, and that's why we have to try this way, and we got to eliminate all other possibilities, and that's why when the Gemara brings a Raya, what does it say? Ta Shema, right? Come here, right? But, you know, and that's, of course, you know, because of, you know, that, as the Pasuk says, Avad Navi, right? Avad Navi, we call him Beis Hashem, it's a proxy lush in the Pasuk. We don't have him anymore. Gam Neviyah Lomatsu Chazon. We're in darkness. Mashaki Kumisei Olam. And as a countermeasure to that, we have to work with the Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Torah Shebaal Peh, but those muscles that we're building up, right, in Golus, right, you know, the intellectual kalim to manage in the darkness, that's also what builds up our capacity, you know, and makes us ready for loss of love, because the Ora Gonus is hidden. It's too big and too bright to see, right? The Ora Gonus can't be seen currently, right? It can only be heard. And when you could hear it, you know, hear about it. Right now we're only hearing about it. But when we build up those muscles, those intellectual kalim of coping with the darkness, those are the intellectual kalim that when Tisha B'Av goes back to, and Chodesh Av goes back to its innate goodness, that it's Shmia, because it's connected to the Ora Gonus, that you can't see, you can only hear about it. La'asilava, when that happens, we will have the capacity to see the light because of how we built up the kalim by coping with the darkness. Yeah.